You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kirby Crone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers, and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an audit of the New York State Thruway Authority, announced May 26 by Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, found the state is owed $276.3 million in fees and tolls. Almost half of that money is owed by out-of-state drivers. The audit suggested several ways the state could work to collect the money. Thruway Executive Frank Hoare said the authority, and I quote, will continue to utilize all available tools at our disposal to fairly and effectively collect tolls and violation fees from our customers, end quote. Thruway officials are raising tolls by about 5% on the first day of 2024 and an additional 5% on January 2027. Those increases would be even larger for drivers who do not have EasyPass. Politically, collecting tolls from out-of-state drivers will be more popular than increasing tolls for everyone. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that WAMC President and CEO and constant on-air presence Alan Chartok said he is retiring from radio and his newspaper columns. The 81-year-old said it was, and I quote, time for a new group of leaders to take the helm, end quote. Stacy Roseberry, WAMC's Director of Operations and Engineering, was named interim CEO by the Executive Committee of the nonprofit's Board of Trustees. Chartok took over WAMC in 1981 when Albany Medical Center handed over the FM signal. Then Chartok grew WAMC from a single station into a 29-station network over seven northeastern states. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Porcupine Soup rounds up a list of all the Memorial Day parades and events in Greene County this weekend. On May 26, Wyndham VFW Post 1545 held Memorial Day services on the front lawn of the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School. On May 28, American Legion Bunt Brewer Post 165 in Tannersville holds its annual Memorial Day parade, meeting at noon at Bottini Fuel on Route 23A and ending at Tannersville Village Hall. Most of the events are on Memorial Day, May 29th. With events in Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Coxsackie, Greensville, Lexington, Prattsville, and Durham. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice holiday weekend.
If you would like to be on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Now's your chance. Want to fulfill a long time or newly emerging desire to be on the radio? Want to become part of the community conversations on Waypoint WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears? You have an idea for a short recurring segment? Tune into a Zoom meeting May 30th at 6 p.m.
Touch from you, we really need touch from you. Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, we need touch from you. There's no other to do. Welcome, welcome, welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, beloved. I've been having some issues on my end, and hallelujah, I think I got them resolved now. So I want to say welcome. I want to say good morning. I want to say blessed happy Pentecost Sunday and blessed Memorial Weekend. And thank God for blessing us to see yet another day. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I am here to share with you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. You know what we do. Hallelujah. We come here with music just for you. Right where you are right now. I know there's somebody that's listening can say amen. Send the latter rain, Lord. Hallelujah. We kind of dry right now. We need you to pour it out. And when we talk about that latter rain, we talk about that Holy Spirit. Today is the day the Holy Spirit was sent out into the world. We're going to talk about that a little later with our spiritual social commentary, but you can hear in my voice, I am excited. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we're going to go right on with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. First, I want to say shout out to all of the men and women of the military and all those who have their loved ones have gone on before them because they gave their all and sacrificed that we would be able to be free. I could freely be on this radio talking about Jesus. Come on here, y'all. We got a lot to give God thanks for. And so on this Memorial Day Sunday, I just want to take a moment and say thank you to all those who gave their all. Yes, Lord. And the top of that list is our Jesus. So we come with music that talks about him. Set the Atmosphere is coming up next with Brother Kirk Carr, Holy Ghost, Maverick City with Bree, Babineau, and Alton Eugene. I Call You Faithful, Brother Donnie McTurkin, Pastor Donnie McTurkin, Holy Spirit, Francesca Battistelli, Your Spirit, Tasha Cobbs-Lennett featuring Kiara Sheard, Fill My Cup, Andrew Rip, and Anointing Fall on Me, Mr. Ron Cannoli. That's our musical lineup for this morning. 7 songs back to back, 33 minutes uninterrupted music, and then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary after that. Now be blessed and be anointed as you listen to these anointed Holy Spirit music songs. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I pray. Amen and amen. Let us hear. Set the Atmosphere. That's what we're here to do.
Open up your mouth and glorify God. If he's done anything for you.
Something from God tonight. Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm gonna get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you, say, I'm gonna get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, but when you ask God, do you really have faith that He can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do, can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk Carr, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Yeah. till the whole world knows your love. Your love. Come set me on a holy fire. Burn bright until the whole world minds your love. Your love. Consuming fire. My heart's desire.
There's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that are going to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name. So the song just simply says this. It says, I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. Somebody say,
I call you holy. Your name is holy. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come play.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, and beyond. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here where there is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It is right here with me on WGXC. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and we're going to keep on giving it to you. And coming up next, more music that'll minister and feed your soul. That was Andrea Botticelli, Holy Spirit, but we've got Tasha Cobbs and Kiara Sheard Leonard, and we have Andrew Rip, and we have Ron Canole back to back coming for you. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary.
Spirit, God, send your spirit. out to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low, I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see.
Touch my hands, my mouth and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. And let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Anointing fall.
Anointing
fall on me.
Fall. glory to God. Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord. Little simple song says,
fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Yeah, God, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us today. Oh, beloved, I am so excited that it is Pentecost Sunday and Memorial Day weekend, for the two remind us of the sacrifices, hallelujah, that were made for us. And so, beloved, I just come to share a few minutes for my spiritual social commentary on the day of Pentecost. It is a big deal. Yes, it is. It's a big deal. You know, beloved, there are some points that I want to share, that Pentecost is a powerful reminder of the fulfillment of the promise of God. That's point number one. It is a promise that God made that was fulfilled. And the promise that God fulfilled was given to us in the Hebrew text by the prophet Joel in chapter 2 and verse 28, where he speaks and says, "It shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." In the Christian text, Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit to the disciples on more than one occasion. And in John chapter 14, verse 16 to 18, he says that, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray to the Father that he will give you another counselor to be with you forever." The disciples were upset because Jesus kept talking about leaving them and what was going to happen to him. And he was consoling them, letting them know it ain't over. There is more to come. The best is yet to come. In the book of Acts, the apostle Peter wrote in chapter 2 that Jesus told them, "You will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Well, didn't he do it? Yes, he did. Listen, Pentecost encourages us to embrace unity in the midst of diversity. I want to say that again. Unity in the midst of diversity. Someone once said, "United we stand, divided we fall." Pentecost embraces for us God's concept of unity in the midst of diversity, that we can recognize the richness of our differences and we can celebrate with common purpose. Hallelujah. Pentecost also empowers us to be agents of transformative change in the world. You will receive power. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, it gives us power to labor in love, to, hallelujah, to proceed in the convictions of God's profound grace, and to embolden us to live out our faith, even in the midst of a diverse world. This Pentecost Sunday invites us to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, that whoever would believe in him could live and live freely. Praise be to God. For who the Son sets free, the Bible tells us, is free indeed. Well, I am a witness that the word of God ain't lied. Amen. But you know what? Memorial Day also calls us to honor and remember those men and women who sacrificed their lives for our country and for us, so that we would live in freedom, that we would be free from despots and dictators and tyranny. Yes, beloved, amen.
And God, through Jesus Christ, gave us that freedom as well. Pentecost symbolizes that there is unity. He said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Amen. The unity of the Spirit of God transcends age, culture, gender, politics, economics, academics, linguistics. Hallelujah. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are one, one in the Spirit and one in the Lord. The Bible says there is no Greek or Jew, no male or female, but we are one in the Spirit. I hope somebody hear me today. When this politics of divisiveness, amen and hallelujah, but God in the day of Pentecost poured out his Spirit that who would ever would believe and receive would have this power to live, hallelujah, in unity, hallelujah, even unity with other believers and in unity with others of different beliefs. Come on here, somebody, for we are one in the Spirit, one in the Lord. We work with each other, the song says, side by side. We guard each man's dignity and honor each one's pride. We walk with each other hand in hand. Together, we spread the news that God is in our land. God bless America, the land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the might and the light from above. Yes, beloved, Memorial Day unites us as a nation. Hallelujah, that we can set aside our differences. Hallelujah. And you know, we do that on national days, times of national crisis. We do that on days of national celebration. Hallelujah. And Memorial Day is just a reminder of how much we can do when we set aside our differences and focus on common purpose. Pentecost signifies a time of spiritual transformation and renewal as believers are empowered by the Holy Spirit to share the message of God's love, the redeeming sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the message of hope and redemption, empowerment, hallelujah, injustice, empowerment to pursue love, life, liberty, and happiness. I'm excited, beloved, because Pentecost and Memorial Day on this Sunday come together and we remember our freedoms in Christ Jesus, our freedoms as citizens of the United States of America, and we are embracing the call to strive through Christ and as Americans for a better tomorrow. Hallelujah, a better future. Amen. The word of God in John 15 and 13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for their friends. Beloved, Jesus laid down his life. We've had history of wars, near wars, where men and women have laid down their lives. Hallelujah. And they've laid down their lives in love for their communities, their families, their country. So I wish you a blessed Pentecost Sunday, a blessed Memorial Day weekend, and let us continue as brothers and sisters that are called to freedom, to use our freedom, not to indulge ourselves, but to serve one another with love. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I tell you, there is a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC. We have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul as we go forward and continue with where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Brother Kirk Franklin with this project, be blessed.
A little simple song says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the captive are set free, the wounded are made whole, there's rest for your soul. Where the Spirit is, there's liberty. Is there anybody here that loves Jesus? If you love him, can you just wave that hand and let him know that you love him? Come on, I want to hear you tell him that you love him. Come on, tell the Lord that you love him. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Come on, John. Say it one time, John, for me. The Spirit.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there's liberty.
There is liberty.
Where the Spirit?
Where the Spirit
of the Lord,
is, the captives are set free.
The wounded.
The wounded are made whole.
There's rest.
I'll find rest for my soul.
Come on, family,
soul.
Where the Spirit is at.
Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Yeah.
Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
There is. One more time in Jesus' name, everyone. Where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit,
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, beloved. There is liberty. Well, let the Spirit fall fresh on us today. Lord, let your Spirit fall fresh. Want to just take a minute to acknowledge once again and say thank you to our military. Thank you to the families of those who have fallen in battle as a consequence of serving in our country. We love you. We thank you. We think of you today. We're praying for you today. And I pray that we will continue to embrace and uphold the values for which they died, the values for which our Lord Jesus Christ died, that we are one in the Spirit and one in the Lord. They'll know we are Christian because of our love. This is Pastor Kim, and I want to say happy birthday also to all you who are celebrating your birthdays in the month of May. Happy birthday, May babies. And I just want to say thank you and let you know that there's not been any falling out or any falling away. Brother Randall is still with me, and we're still working together, but he is answering a higher calling in this season. And so by virtue of throwing his hat into the ring for public service, he is not able to be on air while he campaigns. But I ask you to lift him and all those who are campaigning, lift them up in prayer. It's more than a notion to go to the next level in serving our country. God bless you, beloved. Until we meet or speak again, remember never to forget. God loves you. I love you too, but he loves you more. God loves you best. In that knowledge, rest your soul and stay blessed. I don't care how dark the sky. I don't care how gray the day. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. God love you. God bless you. And blessed Memorial Day.
Times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some bright.